Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, give us some perspective here. You've been covering these issues for a lot of years here in the Bay Area. Have you ever seen this kind of rapid action being applied so universally across the region?
No, I haven't. But we haven't had what's going on all across the region ever before, and that is the virus and the shutdown. Now, that has led all these agencies and cities and counties that we're talking about, but usually right now it's cities and agencies, to rethink how they're spending money. And one of the things is they're rethinking about spending police money. That is because of the racial enlightenment, tensions, whatever you want to call it, that are going through, and the question of, are the police too heavily armed? Are they too active? Is there a different way to do policing? You put these things together and then add a third element. This is the week that budgets have to be passed. Okay, they operate, cities and agencies operate on what we call fiscal years that run from July to July, and this is the time you got to do it. So we're seeing Berkeley taking money from the police department, a couple of million dollars, and refunneling it to various areas. We're looking at about $9.2 million. Oakland's looking at taking about $14 million from its police budget and putting it into other areas. Some of it's just going to be savings. Some of it's going to be not having police academy classes. The next question, and the real question for everyone who's talking about defunding or redirecting police, is keeping an eye out to where that money goes. And right now, we're not sure where it's going.
I was going to bring that up, because that's the hard part.
Exactly. It's easy. It's like shutdown. It's easy to, it's one thing to shut something down or to defund it, Patty. But then the question is, okay, what are you going to put in its place? And while some of these cities are looking at initially putting it towards nonprofit groups that will do community work so that perhaps the need for police would be less in the Oaklands and Berkeleys, exactly where it's going, and it remains to be seen. BART, in its defunding or changing of funding of the police budget, is going to put it into civilian ambassadors who would wear jackets and sort of be guides or guardian angels along the system. They wouldn't be armed, but they would be there to handle situations and try to make people feel more comfortable. But they have to be trained. And there's also talk of saying, well, we're going to send out police along with mental health people, or we're going to have mental health people responding to certain calls, like questions of fights among families or people with mental health problems. But you've got to find them, you've got to train them, and you've got to get them on board. But right now what we're doing, and it's a little scary in some ways, is you're saying, okay, we're not going to fund the police, but that second part of the deal, which is, well, you're going to put it elsewhere to make things better or at least okay, remains to be seen. But that's the nature of politics. That's the nature of budgets. Sometimes you have to create a situation and to solve it. And the situation they're creating right now is they're going to defund the police, and the solving will be finding a new and effective way to spend that money with people and programs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.